This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Five Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a hammering up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosty can't stall me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents get corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit.
The Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in the company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday edition. And we got lots to talk about today, man. First hour, obviously, we got our good friends from Brief in studio. It is World's Ocean Month, so we will be talking with them in short order. And then, of course, you know, I'm going to open up the lines because we got lots to talk about. I'm looking at the front page of The Guardian, and they're God. We got lots to talk about, all right? Lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Family Islands, Grand Bahama, name of the Family Islands, toll free, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, I got my good friends from Brief here. We're going to open up the show with them. And in the second portion, I'll open up the lines because I know we got lots to talk about looking at these headlines. Dear God. But it is World Oceans Month, so no better to talk about it and get us up to snuff than my good friends from Brief. And I have none other than Crystal Darling and Heather Brockbank. All right? I said it right? Brockbank? Your name is always throwing me for a loop, you know. And of course, they hear from Brief, and they always hear with me whenever Brief has something to release to the public. And today is no different because it's World Oceans Month. You all tell me about World Oceans Month, and I can see how bad Howard has destroyed this microphone yet again with his scarf wearing sling on the microphone self. Oh, y'all, go ahead. Good to see y'all. Welcome back and bring me up. Mr. Producer, what's going on with Howard and the mic, buddy? Wait, watch. You ever watch them videos? We got the dude eating like the fast food on the side and the trainer come knock it out of his hand and say, man, you said, but guess what? Tomorrow I go rolling. One of these, I just roll and slap the mic out of his hand and he's swinging on it, you know. And take his scarf on the way and they go. I bet you if I take that scarf, we'll get some improvement. Especially that Burberry one or Furberry, whichever one that is. I don't know if that's Burberry or Furberry, but anyway. Yeah, okay. You see, that's how you have to do Howard, because Howard don't listen. So if you don't listen, you got to learn. You notice the chair ain't wop up no more, right? Okay, all right. Straighten me, it's the skin of cats, you know. All right. So how you all doing? Hopefully y'all don't have this much stress in brief office with your co-workers, you know, moving stuff and kapunkling it up.
Not at all.
But it is World Oceans Month, so bring us up to snuff. I mean, we are surrounded by oceans, so obviously we need to know what's going on.
Yeah, so the most exciting thing we've had so far is that recently the Prime Minister has declared a proclamation that declares that June 8th through 14th is Ocean Protection Week, and so that means
he ain't declared no more oil drilling in the country. Let him declare that, man. Tell him let's step up to the plate, be brave, and say no more oil drilling, period. So I just wanted to throw that in. You know how I feel about oil.
Don't think we forgot about that. That is still actively in the works.
And careful, because, you know, our Prime Minister prone to misspeak, especially in the House Assembly. He sets world records for misspeaking, so I don't want him to, Anyhow, go ahead. My fault.
But yeah, this proclamation basically encourages organizations, groups, individuals to take into account the effects of climate change, ocean acidification, sea level rise, and everything included within the climate change scope or anything related to our oceans, and really reminds people to really take into account and protect our oceans. And like you said, it is World Oceans Month, so everybody around the world is taking initiatives to protect our ocean and bring awareness to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, go ahead.
And this year's theme is Our Oceans, Our Future, right? The planet ocean, the tides are changing. And so it talks about how we as a community, as a global community, especially as a community in the Bahamas, where we aren't just a small island nation, but a large ocean nation, we have to take responsibility, and everyone in the community has to be a part of making sure that our oceans are protected, because the Bahamas is our ocean. So we have to make sure that we focus on that and we make sure that we pay attention to that. So we've been celebrating World Oceans Month all month long. We've done presentations. We did a Kong presentation at Sybil Strawn Primary. We awarded Mary Star of the Sea in Grand Bahama with their first green flag. And St. Andrews last week got their fifth green flag. And so that's a part of our Eco Schools program, where we go into the schools and we do an assessment on whether they are following the sustainability goals. And once they reach that mark, then they are awarded with a green flag that they can hoist up and fly high.
That's good. I mean, that does encourage kids to get involved at an early age. When we were that small, they did not get us to encourage us by saying that we could get a flag or we could get rewards.
Yeah.
It was just every once in a while, we're all going to get together and clean up.
Yeah. And there's a lot of information now. Like, you know, as time goes on, we get more studies, we get more research. There's a lot more options now and opportunities to learn more about the environment. There's a lot more studies going on about the environment. And living in the Bahamas, too, we have several environmental groups. BREEF is one of them. But we have several, you know, and we're all working toward raising awareness. That's at the core of what we do. Because, you know, we live in a very, I don't want to say fragile, right? We're kind of at risk. We're at the forefront of climate change, being on a coastal nation. And so it's very important for us to raise awareness in the community and let people know things like, you know, the importance of coral reefs. Coral reefs play a huge role in helping to break the storm wave energy in strong hurricanes. We are in hurricane season now. And so we know that it is so important right now to make people know that, hey, you know, while you are, you know, paying attention to making sure you're prepared to the storm, for the storm, by packing your hurricane bag and making sure you have your perishable goods, you also need to be conscious of your environment around you. And so if you see people doing things, or, you know, the government trying to build here or break this down and, you know, knock down the mangroves or the coral reefs, we know that all of those things put us at a higher risk during hurricane season.
And I think it's important that I mean, I know how long BREEF has been talking and, for lack of a better word, beating up your gums over this for a long time. I do, however, feel that more recently it's become more of a photo op opportunity for some folks to talk about climate change, global warming, coastal erosion, so on and so forth. I think it's just become another photo op and an opportunity to say, oh, well, we listened to you on this. We may not listen to you on other things. We can listen to you on this. At the end of the day, this is long term. So we need to figure out where we're going with this, because a lot of people don't realize 30 years because of climate change, we could be underwater. Certain parts of this archipelago will be underwater. Yeah. And instead of us talking about taking a photo op, I'm thinking we should start thinking about how are we going to continue the Bahamas and Bahamians as we know it elsewhere in the world when this thing bubbles.
I
hate to be so to be the one to be like Debbie Downer, but you know, sometimes that's what I'm here for. There you go. And it's nice to take all these pictures and so on and so forth, but we got to protect the blue economy. The way we're passionate about it, we need to protect the blue economy. We need to know about carbon credits, who is selling our carbon credits to, who is managing the portfolio, where the end term is going to be. Because we need to be able to look back on something like that and say, Brief needs X, Y, and Z for this, and there should be money there. And other organizations, we need to promote this. We need to promote that. We need to preserve. I hear nothing about preservation. I hear about let's get these credits sold. But like you say, how are we going to replenish?
Yeah.
If we sell all the mangroves off and all that carbon credit and kill up all the mangroves, what we can do? If we let construction companies come in and just move entire mango beds to build resorts, maybe we should go boutique in those family islands that have so many mangroves.
Yeah, and so like we're not against development, and I think a lot of people get that wrong. A lot of people, they get kind of they misunderstand.
But do your environmental impact surveys and do your due diligence before you start putting mortar and concrete and trying to put up a high rise. That's what I'm saying.
So more sustainable building. So things that won't be that invasive, that won't knock down all the mangroes. Or we have to remove this coral reef from here, you know, because it makes life more dangerous for us. Because where tourists can come and go, they don't have to live here. We have to live here. You know, they can jump on a boat and leave. You know, those cruise ships when Hurricane passing, they don't have to be here. They could go somewhere else. But we are here. And so we need to make sure that our home is safe. And a part of that is protecting the ocean and everything in and around it. Heather, you were saying something.
Yeah, and especially since we're the ones that have to live here. When these cruise ships come in temporarily and just drop off and dump or damage our reefs, they don't see the impact.
My question is this, but we're making a lot of, this is a pretty cruise port, but we love this cruise port. Are we still dumping in our waters, though?
And we know...
They still expunging bilge in the waters? Because they've been doing that for years. From when I was a little boy running around on the cruise ships, and my daddy was captain on Emerald Seas. So, I mean, hopefully they've changed that in 2023.
Yeah, we know Bahamians love their money. And especially when taking into account carbon credits, you are getting accredited for having these mangroves. But when you prefer to sell off these mangroves to somebody who's paying a higher price because they want to build a hotel, it doesn't really matter anymore that you're taking into account these carbon credits because you're invalidating them by selling them off to industrial people who want to build hotels on the shorelines, especially when there are mangroves there that are important, that are our last defense because we are barely
Say it again. That's one of our last lines of defense.
In Freeport, we knew mangroves were our only defense during Hurricane Dorian, and we were thankful for them. When you look at Nassau and you see West Bay Street and the lack of any foliage on the shoreline, it's kind of scary because we have these rains and storms that come and we see the flooding, and we can just imagine that if God forbid, a larger storm come, we don't know where we would be. We would be underwater.
Yeah, certainly.
The mangroves were a real important part of what little salvation we had through Dorian in Freeport and Abaco.
And so that's why I think it's important that Bahamians educate themselves, especially with organizations like Brief, Bahamas National Trust, or even other environmental organizations that are pushing these environmental ideas about climate change, and people just see it as these environmental organizations being annoying, pushing their ideas. But it's something you experience every day in real life. We have to be proactive and not reactive in this country when we have these big storms, not reacting to what happened as a result of these larger storms as an effect of climate change, and rather protect ourselves in the event that something like this may happen.
And that's exactly what this is, the awareness we're trying to raise this World Oceans Month, because we know that for some countries they are landlocked, right? But for us, we live in a country of islands. And so the ocean is all around us. There is no higher ground to run to. There is no other state that we can drive to. We are here, and that's it. You know, we don't have, you know, like most people don't have, like, you know, all that extra money to go and fly this place and that place when the storm comes. You just have to hunker down and use what you have around you. And so that's why it's important to protect everything that we have.
All right, let's get to the break real quick, Mr. Producer, because I see we got to get to the first one. And on the flip side, we'll get back and we'll wrap things up with brief, because obviously, you know, we got to get more information on as to what's going on with World Oceans Month, how folks can actually join brief if they want to be a part of it. I'm getting texts as always, like I always do. So we'll get into all of that good stuff on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads. And, of course, wrapping things up with my good friends from Brief, because obviously, you know, it's World Oceans Month coming up this whole entire month of what, July?
Just the whole June. The
June, whole June.
Yep.
But listen, June gone fast, too, you know.
We've
June just started.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the beginning of June. I mean, in May, y'all came in to mention, mm-hmm. which y'all were doing early in the month.
Yeah.
And now you're here again, and boy, I tell you, June is going by, zoom by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so, how's it been with all month long with our World Oceans Month? How's the support been?
The support has been really good. The students, like the students always get really excited.
That's what I'm counting on to save us and all of this. Not the adults, not my peer group. Yeah. I'm counting on the youth.
Well, it is the youth who has to stare in the face of this 50 years down the line.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, it's like climate change, you know, it's speeding up a lot of things that would be usually that, you know, that, you know, maybe our grandfathers and great-grandfathers mm-hmm. and parents didn't have to deal with or worry about in the past. But now it's something that the youth of today has to be concerned about. Because
Most definitely, we are
seeing bigger storms. We are seeing stronger natural disasters. And so we're staring in the face of it right now. And so the youth has to be very, very conscious of what's happening, especially as young people living on an island. We want to make sure that we expose people in our underwater classrooms when we do snorkels, and that we teach them about, like when we went to Sybil Strawn and Heather did a conch presentation, we teach them about the conch regulations, and we teach them about the lip width and how big a conch should be and the life of a conch. And so these are the type of lessons that we need to also incorporate when we go and speak to students about what's happening in our local marine life and our fisheries.
Yeah. I think it's really important as well that BRIEF offers opportunities to the youth, because the youth have the passion, they just need the opportunity. And so through a lot of our programs, like the BEST program, which allows high school graduates to really explore the marine world. We also have our YRE program, which encourages young reporters or people who are interested in photography or writing, or who may want to be interested in journalists, or who just want to write about issues that they're passionate about in the environment, have the opportunity and have the outlet to have their voices heard. And there are so many other things that we do, especially with eco schools, having an opportunity for kids to get involved in their school and really have an opportunity to have leadership positions in their school is really great. So just starting with those steps in primary school is a great way to getting the youth with these different opportunities so that they mm-hmm. can be passionate about climate change mm-hmm. and hopefully have a domino effect on their yeah. community so that other people can care about it as well.
And helping them to also get in the habit of making more sustainable choices. And so it doesn't stop. A lot of people think, but oh, you know, just the marine and swimming and everything. It doesn't just stop with a snorkel. It doesn't just stop with learning about the conch, right? It goes beyond that. We're talking about healthy building. We spoke about infrastructure a little bit earlier, sustainable building, farming and growing food to sustain you, like sustainable farming for the Bahamian population. We're talking about fishing, sustainable fishing to make sure that we don't outfish ourselves, right? And eating sustainable, you know, like even down to the food you eat, like all of those things are part of sustainability. And so all of those things are things that can be that we offer that helps students to understand that, you know, there's a full roundabout way to do this. All of these things are interconnected. And so for World Oceans Month, our finale event, I guess we can say, is our Sip and Paint.
Right. I've seen some flyers about that already.
Yeah. It's really exciting. So we're going to have people in a room, and we're going to have an elegant night of painting and wine and fellowship. And it's a great way that people can meet each other and learn more about BRIEF and what we do.
And how do folks get involved with BRIEF again, too?
Yeah, so on our website at www.brief.org or on any of our socials at BRIEF242 on Instagram or mm-hmm. at BRIEF on Facebook. And mm-hmm. you can call us at 327-9000.
And the Sip and Paint is donation based. So mm-hmm. it is something that, you know, you're doing for fun, but also to support the environment and to support the work that BRIEF does. So yeah. you can go online and register, or you can just mark it in your calendar and bring out all your friends for, you know, like that time, that yeah. night of fun.
We're also hosting a raffle at that event, which also has awesome prizes and opportunities. So if you do plan on coming, make sure that you look at the raffle options and definitely buy a raffle ticket.
And all for a great cause.
All for a great cause.
The ocean you save may be your own.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Surely, it will.
And like you said, it's all ocean out here. I don't care what they call it, but the Caribbean Sea and Atlantic. Yeah. This is our ones. Yeah. This is us. This, mm-hmm. We need
it
to take care of it.
It surely is.
All right, I'm going to thank you guys for stopping by. And, of course, as you know, mi casa es tu casa. Whenever you have anything else to get on
okay,
out
awesome.
There,
you
know
you so
have
much
a platform.
For having us.
And next time you'll see our prime minister, just delicately remind him, no drill, no spill.
Yep.
Boiled fish, not oil fish. Uncle Naughty says so. Thank you very much.
Okay, awesome.
All right, let's
thank
get to
so
the
much.
Break, Mr. Producer, and we'll be back on the flip side of the break to wrap things up on this first hour of the Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Edge, which continues right after this.
Funny.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot, buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Mix has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One,
to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan-flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And like I said, the lines are open up. I'm opening them up for the last couple of minutes of this first hour. Text lines are open, too. I want to know your take on some of these headlines. NIB rate will rise every 2 years. LaRota says rate will rise by 1.5 percent point for foreseeable future. All right. That was the initial incremental increase that they said was going to happen. Well, I could live with that. All right. But now, where does it jump? Every 2 years, are we going to jump from 1.5 to 3.0 or 4.5 in the next 2 years? Where are we headed with this? I get the 1.5 point percentage points increase, but where are we? What's the end game? You know what I mean? It's going to increase from 9.8%, 1.5% from 9.8% to 11.3% on July 1st, and increase every 2 years after that by the same amount for the foreseeable future. Now, how can you make that prediction, the same amount for the foreseeable future? And we already know things change. The cost of living changes. The price of doing business in the world changes. I'm thinking maybe a more mature will increase by 1.5% this year, will increase by another 1.5%. And then, you know, after that, it could range from 3.0 to 4.5. Like, be honest with us, because at the end of the day, we're going to have to pay these deductions. We're going to have to feel the burden of it. It's a small price to pay to secure our pensions for the future. Our pensions shouldn't have been libeled or leveraged, Mr. LaRota. If there's one institution in this country that should always have money, is NIB. Because we pay our contributions so NIB can take care of us when we need it. Via cash, not by owning property. There should never be, NIB should have never been this low. Cash-wise, did we have to do this? But since we have to, and to maintain it moving forward because of growth, then that's fine, but let's do it right. Let's do it right. That's all I'm saying. I don't think a lot of people have a problem with it, but let's do it right. So we maintain it over the next couple of years. It goes incrementally the way you said it does. We don't need this current administration changing it, or God forbid, in 5 years when they get thrown out, like how the streets seem to be talking. A new administration come in and continue the same foolishness. We need to get better. We need to know better, and we need to do better. But let me know how you feel about the 1.5% increase right now. Says, BPL gets high marks for supplying power to cruise port. Look here. Mr. Sears, You know, I ought to light you up because you came on the campaign trail with a lot of empty promises. You have paved your entire constituency minus three corners. St. Albans Drive, Papaw Track, and the White Grove. You are West Bay Street from Fish Fry down to Ghost Lobe Bend, full of potholes, and you ain't checking. Okay? You got one and done written all over you. And considering you had a lot of pontification on the campaign trail and have turned Bo Peep, they clipped you and shut you up and put a muzzle on you. Got you looking incompetent with how many times you misspoke in the House. You think we really care about the high marks for supplying power to the cruise port? I'm sorry, I don't care. Supply power to Bahamians who you've been load shedding for far too long and who've been suffering load shedding because of your boo-boo to fool decision regarding the hedging in the House of Assembly. And you dropping the ball on that. I could give a darn if the U.S. Embassy says good job for putting power to the port. I don't care. I don't live in the port. Bahamians don't live in the port. What happened to the areas where we're load shedding because of your lousy job heading up works and BPL? You talk about that. Talk about that. And with you dropping the ball, talk about that. Talk about how Bahamians feel about the job you are doing. I could care the high marks that the U.S. Embassy are giving you, sir. I want you to come tote this F grade the Bahamian people got for you. Not the average, F. Epic failure. Mr. Sears, if you only got them kind of idiotic statements to make, you need to be quiet. Like, really. You've done nothing but misspeak and now pontificate and posture. I don't care what the port getting. What about Bahamians? Stop load shedding Bahamians. Stop lying to Bahamians about BPL. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's that, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, ever since this administration came into power, they just been a thorn in the Bahamian people's side, man. They just toxin us and just throwing us under the bus or just giving foreigners preferable treatment. And how can you make a statement like the port give high remarks for power when the rest of the island or the rest of the
I don't care what grades Uncle Sam give them. The Bahamian people about to give them an F. They should call, okay, they should ring the bell today and see what they get.
Your own MP and I will come on the Abaco Assembly and blast you up.
No, but hold on. Thank God the MPs from Abaco finally found a voice and a pair of bollocks to actually speak on anything, because they've been bo-peep quiet like a little bunch of sheep for the longest.
But don't worry, they're
saying nothing.
They're going to have to retry.
Now hopefully the next one can talk on that situation that's before the courts. Give us some sort of statement.
The bank, the Bombers Development Bank, put out a thing for grants for small businesses and new businesses. But when you look at the fine print, for only residents of Nassau, no other family
island. You saw that fine print, eh?
For only Nassau.
So
the Bombers Development Bank only serves Nassau, no other island.
They should say for Nassauvians and not Bahamians, eh?
You know, this government just sickening, man. They just need to go. They just resign, man. Just do us a favor and just leave.
Let me ask you a question there, caller. I get the sense of a lot of bias remorse when I'm on the ground and I'm walking around and people talk to me. Is there such a sense of bias remorse out there? Is this really one and done, like the street stalking already, not even 2 years in? This got to be a record for lousiness, because normally Bahamians will give you 2.5 years before they say you're finished. But it ain't even reached 2 years yet, and they say they screw one and done.
I was amazed at how quick the people turn on minutes. But the people turn on this whole crew. I talk about every single
I think Bahamians finally be turning on jive turkeys real quick, minutes and breath.
You know, from this government being in the power, from when you look at the taxes and the other things, they've been from the illegal immigrants, they've been put on the Bahamian people about.
Well, they're like twins when it comes to taxes. They have no vision. The two of them was taxing the living daylights out of us.
Yeah, only two MPs ever stuttered against this administration. That's Leonidas Martin and the Toby Tingham deal, and the two from North Africa when he talked about the power. And you only talk about power because then people come down and they
Not only you only talk about power because Roscoe Thompson's be on this show every Monday beating up his gum about power and the lousiness that is in Abaco.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, Grand Bahama's suffering. Ginger Moxley, quiet.
Let me ask you a question.
Words come quiet.
Well, what kind of boo-boo, the fool deal is that where Grand Bahama's going to promote African culture and African artifacts and Caribbean culture and Caribbean culture in Grand Bahama?
And we got John Canoe.
No, no, but I don't see nothing in the deal saying the Africans going to promote our John Canoe and our Bahamian product. I don't see no way we're going to be in the Caribbean markets we'll be promoting, but we're now promoting our John Canoe. Why are we Boo Boo the Fool? Why are we the Conk?
Well, listen, I don't see
Jamaica bigging us up and promoting us, right? So why are we going to do it for them? And why are we going to do it for the region? It makes no sense.
I'm sure you're seeing that in Africa with me in the Bahamas.
Nah.
And you know, once we open these trade doors, well, we open the trade doors for China.
Listen,
and
I get the transshipment.
We got a three little Chinas in Nassau.
I get the transshipment aspect of it because they have a huge port in Grand Bahama. But outside of that, promoting African culture and Caribbean culture and the Caribbean through a store? What?
I mean, I don't understand this administration. I don't know who they're governing for. They're governing for outsiders because not the Bahamian people. Because the outsiders benefit more than the Bahamian people. I don't understand this crew. Everything they do is for the outsiders.
I scratch my head just like you, my brother, when it comes to that. I've always and often wondered why.
So I just wish they would just talk up and just leave. Don't even turn and just leave. Just leave. We won't hold it against you. We won't call you quitters. Just leave. All right, my brother. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. But there you have the sentiment. People are fed up. People are unhappy. You know? And obviously, they're not biting their tongues anymore. They ain't waiting to talk about it. More emanating from the port. A bad deal doesn't mean it's a bad port. Now, I don't know where Mr. Lewis is going saying this was a bad deal because he had the pom-poms up for this when the Menace administration was touting this port deal. So there you go. Another Menace cheerleader popping up. A man trying to stay relevant as best he can. Boy, I tell you. And then Mr. Wilsham. That a bad deal doesn't mean it's a bad port. It could be a great port. It could be an awesome port. It could be wonderful. If the tourists aren't spending money and we don't have excursions and other opportunities and options for them to spend on, then we're going to have a pretty port and Bahamians still ain't going to be making money and tourists still going to be gonna complain. Oh, they have such a pretty port, but there's nothing to do while we're there. So we just stay in the port and stay on the boat. Naughty, how much are shares going for in the new port? At least 1,000, eh? Or more, if they still got them available. Let me double check that. I know they wasn't cheap. I'll tell you that much. No, they wasn't cheap. Anyway, Mr. Producer, look like it's that time, eh? Time to get into the news. So we'll get up into the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports right here as the Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot, buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're going to talk sports. Pearlie might chime in today, but I know Pearlie got a lot on his plate this afternoon, so we may hear from Pearlie, we may not. And if we don't, sorry to disappoint, but he will be back in rare form tomorrow if he doesn't make it today. But he's trying to make it, so it's all G-double-O-D good. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know, like we do each and every day, we got to set it off with today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. Great highballs, great cocktails, and great menu items. All right, give them a call. 377-7776. All right, let's check out this day in sports history, June 21st. On this day in 1932, heavyweight boxer Max Schmeling lost a title fight by decision to Jack Sharkey. Schmeling's manager, Joe Jacobs, exclaimed, "We was robbed," end quote. 1939, Lou Gehrig quit baseball due to illness, which turned out to be the tragic Lou Gehrig's disease named after him. 1942, which is now known as ALS. 1942, Ben Hogan recorded the lowest score to that date in a major golf tournament. Hogan shot a 271 for 72 holes in Chicago, Illinois. 1954, Australian John Landry ran the mile in 3 minutes and 58 seconds. He was the second person to achieve the feat. 1963, in St. Louis, Bullet Bob Hayes, who later went on to play for the Dallas Cowboys, set a record when he ran the 100-yard dash in 9.1 seconds. 1970, Tony Jacklin became the second British golfer in 50 years to win the U.S. Open golf tournament. 1997, the Women's National Basketball Association made its debut. The New York Liberty defeated the Los Angeles Sparks 67-57. In 1999, the Dallas Stars Stanley Cup Victory Parade took place in downtown Dallas. Pantera rode afloat in the parade. Pantera is responsible for the Stars theme song. And, of course, Pantera is a well-known rock band. So, yeah, metal rock band at that. Sports quote of the day, you need to play with supreme confidence or else you'll lose again, and then losing becomes a habit. Joe Paterno, former head football coach at Penn State University, legendary coach, for more ways than reasons than one, too. All right, so that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get up into the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and it's all about that California Whopper. If you haven't experienced it, you need to experience it now. Oh, yes, indeed. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. All right, and it's available for you at your favorite Burger King location with all your other favorite BK menu items at your favorite Burger King Nassau and available for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's jump on in. The Bahamas falls to Paraguay. Davis Cup team faces Costa Rica today and Honduras tomorrow. The Bahamas' chances of moving out of America's Group 3 into Group 2 in Davis Cup action for 2024 took a serious hit on Tuesday as they dropped their second consecutive matchup in the regional tournament at the Club Internacional de Tennis in Asunción, Paraguay. The Bahamas fell to the host nation there 3-0 and is now winless in 5 tries against Paraguay in Davis Cup history. So we got to rally back into that next match. In the first match of the day, Daniel Nottage, I played the number one position in singles for the Bahamas and lost 3 sets to Martin Antonio Vergara del Puerto, 6-3, 5-7, and 6-2 in a match that lasted 2 hours, 16 minutes. Nottage won just 62% of his first serves, 29 for 47, compared to 73% for his opponent. In the second match, playing in the number two position in singles for the Bahamas, Kevin Major Jr. suffered a straight sets loss to Adolfo Daniel Vallejo, 6-4 and 6-4, in a match that lasted an hour and 29 minutes. Major just won 67% of his first serves, compared to 81% for his opponent. So some work to do, but they're not done yet. Let's see if they can rally back. Taylor leads top swims at Nationals. Bahamian swimmer Lamar Taylor broke a 14-year-old national record in the men's 50-meter freestyle at the 51st Bahamas Aquatic Federation's National Swimming Championship at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Swim Complex over the weekend, highlighting some very strong individual performances at the four-day meet. And World Aquatics, a new name for FINA, International Swimming Federation, uses a FINA point system as the official method to relate race times to the current world record. Taylor, who already owns the 100 free national record, powered his way to touch the wall in 22.35 seconds in the 18 and over in men's 50 free for the new national records. The Mako Aquatic Swimmer, he's a Mako Aquatic Swimmer, he lowered the record of 22.39 seconds that was held by fellow Grand Bahamian Verence Burroughs, set all the way back in 2009 in Italy. So there you go. Three more champions crowned at Tennis Junior Nationals. The 2023 AID Junior National Tennis Championship continued on Tuesday at the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association's National Tennis Center. Shown in, are the winners. The 12 and under boys winner, Chase Newbold. 12 and under runner-up was Kingston Reese. 14 and under winner was Patrick McTaggart. And the 14 and under boys runner-up was I.A. Bethel. All right, so congratulations to all of those young men for participating and doing well. I wonder what Mr. Reese is in, though. I wonder if that's Nick Reese's kid. If that's Nick Reese, why you ain't in a swimming pool, boy? You want a tennis court? My God. You doing it well, young man. You doing it well. Multi-talented. More than the other man. Hey. Good stuff right there. Good stuff. All right. And that's pretty much a wrap on the local sports scene. I'll tell you what. We got to remind you, Bahamas Baseball Nationals are coming your way over the weekend. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of participation. You got the Freedom Farm program. You got Junior Baseball League of Nassau, Grand Bahama Little League, Abaco Youth Baseball, Community Baseball League, and the Big Nige Baseball Club. That's in your 12 and under, 10 and under divisions as well. But like I said, it's a full 2023 National Baseball Championships out there at the Andre Rogers Stadium. All right? The Andre Rogers National Baseball Championship, all brought to you, of course, by G-Ball this year. So big up to G-Ball and the Bryce Newbold Foundation. And it's the 2023 National Baseball Championships. And like I say, a lot of baseball to be played. A lot of baseball to be played. But I'll tell you what, keep an eye on that 12U division. That's going to be quite hot right there. Yeah, I can tell you. I've been seeing everybody practice. That's going to be quite the division right there, 12U. Don't be surprised if you see a big upset in that 12U division. 16 and under, too. Yes, indeed. And on tomorrow when Pearly's here, we'll talk a little more spack about the little leagues, the various leagues represent, and so on and so forth. But glad to see all these leagues represented and kids playing baseball, and go out and support it. All right? You have the whole weekend to take in these games. Kicks off on the 23rd. Opening ceremonies on the 22nd. It kicks off on the 23rd and the 24th, and it runs through the entire weekend out there at the Blue Hill Sporting Complex. So go on out and support it, man. Baseball at its highest level. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break as we wrap up the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'll have my pro picks for the night, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break. And, of course, the final 10 today, I don't know, we might have icing, we might have cowherd, but it'll definitely be something interesting. And it's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here as the Wednesday, June 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, June 21st edition continues right now. And we're talking sports. Obviously, we need to talk, NBA. We got the NBA draft coming up. Our final 10 today. Rich Eisen will take us home and break down the NBA draft as well as the pertinence and, the gravity and the magnitude of Victor Wembanyama go into the Spurs. You know, you got mock drafts galore. So we'll see. And a lot of people moving as well. A lot of people moving up the boards now. A lot of people dropping. Because you're getting the last minute hype of some of these players. And like I said, the draft is tomorrow, Thursday night, June 22nd. Everybody figures pretty much Wemby's going to be the first pick. Where it falls after that, crazy. If you look at some of the latest mock drafts that they have out there, they're saying it drops off after like maybe the top five prospects. This draft is going to drop off talent-wise. So we'll see. But you look at the landscape. And once Victor Wembanyama is gone, you got one or two prospects left that might make some noise. And then it falls off drastically. Okay? When you look at Wembanyama, he's definitely hands down the number one pick. But then you have to look at all the other players that are in there. And I'll be honest with you. There was Scoot Henderson, who probably would have been the number one pick in this draft if Wembanyama wasn't in it. He went to the G League, bypassed college, played in the G League, and did a thing. He's definitely on the radar, as well as Alabama freshman Brandon Miller. All right? Now, with all the trades that could happen, anything is possible. And look for Central Florida forward Taylor Hendricks, projected as a lottery pick, could now drop out of the lottery. And say you could even get drafted for a team you didn't even work out for. All right? And don't forget, Wembanyama's teammate, Bilal Coulibaly, seems to have one of the more fluid ascensions in the draft as well. He could end up rising up and being a first-rounder. Maybe even a lottery pick, just based off scouts looking at Wembanyama, looking at him all of a sudden saying, this kid is just as good. Who's this kid? So we'll see where it goes. And then it falls off. And don't forget, you got Amen and Asar Thompson. They're twins that are going to get split up too. They could have been lottery picks. They may drop further down. Lakers hold on to that 17 pick. One of them might come to the Lakers. So you got to look at it. Then if you want shooting in this year's draft, you got some sharpshooters that are available. Jordan Hawkins from UConn. All right? Hawkins is an elite off-movement shooter who knocked down 109 threes for a title-winning UConn team as a sophomore. Okay? He can shoot the ball. Grady Dick. I saw him right here at Battle for Atlantis. The first Kansas one-and-done since 2017. Dick is ready-made for the NBA thanks to his size, shooting ability, and smarts. And his poise was impressive throughout his lone season in Lawrence, Kansas, and Bill Self wasn't shy about looking to him in big moments. His high release allows him to get off his shot against virtually any defender, and he has a knack for finding the soft spots in the defense. Grady Dick is going to be decent in the NBA. He's got to add some muscle, I think, but nonetheless, I think he's going to be fine. Brandon Miller, Alabama. Miller, a strong contender, go number two to the Hornets and a consensus top three prospect, has the upside to be a high-level big wing scorer. But even if that part of his game doesn't translate, he still has the elite three-point stroke to fall back on. Miller shot 38% from beyond the arc in his lone season at Alabama. All right? And despite playing with the ball in his hands, he's far more than Hawkins or Dick. He shot above 40% for deep from three for much of the season, which was higher than both of those players. Seth Lundy of Penn State. Here's a riser, a sleeper. Lundy made 92 threes at 40% ratio last year at Penn State despite a difficult shot diet, building a reputation as perhaps the best tough shot maker in the Big Ten. He then showed out at the NBA Draft Combine, shooting a blistering 8 of 11 from deep in two scrimmages and posting strong numbers in shooting drills. So keep an eye there. And finally, somebody who you need to keep your eye on, and this is a late riser, but this is a dark horse, Jet Howard. Howard, who has NBA bloodlines courtesy of his father, Juwan, has the tools to be a high-end 3-and-D player in the pros. He has great size and shot the ball well despite inconsistent point guard play and spacing at Michigan. And he showed some flashes of potential in off-the-dribble situations in his lone year in Ann Arbor. Somebody who can create his own shot, and he's got the size to do it as well. I think he might be the best one out of this whole bunch when it's all said and done. He's got the most upside. Grady Dick, I think, will be there too. Yeah. Can you imagine announcers calling his name out after Dick for three? Boy, people gonna have fun with that. They definitely gonna have fun with that. All right. So, let's have a gander at some more news coming out via the pertaining to the NBA draft. And I'll be honest with you. Anything is possible because you got a lot of talking right now from GMs about potential moves. And that means people are going to drop and people are going to end up. You're going to see some surprises end up where you didn't expect to see them. And you're going to scratch your head at some other moves. That's just the nature of the NBA draft. And we have our mock drafts galore all day today. All day. All right? And you're going to end up with some steals. You're definitely going to end up with some steals. All right? As a matter of fact, we've had some steals over the last few years in the NBA draft. 2020, we had Tyrone Maxey. Yeah. So let's see where it goes. As a matter of fact, who might be our dark horse, our sleeper? You know, who might be the gem this year in the draft? Mr. Producer, I just sent you something from Perkins, Big Perk of the ESPN. And we're going to have a look at the potential draft steals, some of the more recent draft steals over the last couple of years, and who potentially could be a steal in this year's NBA draft coming up. So when you get that lined up, let me know. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, Victor will be a bust. Remember LaMelo bust? Zion bust boy, I tell you. Hold on. Well, why do you think he could be compared to Lonzo? I wouldn't say LaMelo is a bust. Unless he's the middle one out of them three brothers. If he's the middle one, then yeah, he's a bust. But the oldest and the youngest, they weren't bust. Lonzo Ball had knee injuries. That's why, you know, his career has been derailed. But he was playing at a high level until then. Zion is a straight-out bust. Zion may eat his way out of the NBA if nobody pays him no mind. You got Ja Morant, who came out in that same draft class as Zion. He got issues with guns. And Zion got issues with buns, like on the plate, and that belong to porn stars. So he got issues all the way around. So I see it there. I think Zion may be the closest one to being labeled a bust. I don't think either of the Ball brothers playing in the NBA, you could consider them a bust yet. Give them some more time. We got that lined up, Mr. Producer? Kendrick Perkins. Yeah, man, let's go to Kendrick Perkins right now. Check out some of the past NBA steals and who potentially could be a steal in this year's NBA draft coming up tomorrow night.
We going in at number 5. Here we go right here. Bam! Run it.
Other side.
Oh, here it goes on this side today. Tyrese Maxey, 21st pick in the 2020 draft to the 76ers. This guy was projected to be a lottery pick, but because of issues and certain GMs having doubts, this was a steal for the Philadelphia 76ers. You know why? Because he actually could be the number 2 to Joel Embiid. You could base your franchise around a guy like Tyrese Maxey. He has the character and everything above. Coming in at number 4, bring it. Talk to me, Malika.
Bam!
Bam! Jimmy Butler, the 30th pick in the 2011 draft, turned his future into a Hall of Fame career. We know what Jimmy Butler does in the playoffs. We saw what he was doing under Tom Thibodeau with the Chicago Bulls. Now, putting the Heat culture back on the map after D-Wade and LeBron and all those guys are gone, Jimmy Butler has made this list. He has a spectacular career going right now for himself. At number 3, run it. Bam! Here we go. The Greek Freak, they come out at night. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the 15th pick, arguably the second greatest power forward to ever play the game of basketball. His resume is longer than the Starbucks line. When you talk about MVPs, Defensive Player of the Years, all NBA teams, All-Stars, etc., historical Game 6 performance in the finals. Here we go at number 2. Run it. Bam! Draymond Green, arguably one of the best defenders to ever play the game of basketball. Matter of fact, he changed the game of basketball. When you talk about an undersized power forward that could play the center position, we talk about a dynasty. He has 4 rings, 4 championship rings. I believe he has multiple gold medals. When you talk about Draymond changing the culture, he comes in on my list at number 1. Yes, we're going to run it, and I'm proud of it. Bam! We going Jokic, right? one of the most skilled, if not the most skilled centers to ever play the damn game of basketball. Right now, the best player in the world just led the Nuggets to their first NBA championship, averaging a double-double, almost a triple-double. His stats were tremendous. This is Big Perk List right here. And by the way, I believe when Jokic was getting drafted, they was doing a Taco Bell commercial. So at the end of the day, this is Big Perk List, not nobody else's list, draft day steals. I think this is perfection.
All right, Mr. Producer, we got anything heads up? And this is separate, no, but my text lines are blown up. Did they close Bay Street for any particular reason this evening? Was there any notice why it should be closed off? Because I'm getting reports saying traffic on Bay Street is horrible, and it appears to be closed off. Any way to find that out so I could relay some messages to folks? Because that's ridiculous. And if it was closed off, why? Why in the middle of traffic? Why in the middle of downtown traffic? Somebody hit me back who's out there and let me know what's going on with that. Anyway, I don't know, man. You look in the NBA draft, but that was a good little piece right there by Perkins, because if you look back, look at some of these players that are now dominating the league, like Jimmy Butler and them. When they came into the league, let's be honest, nobody's, no names. Maxey was another one. Had a lot of GMs talking, caused him to free fall, but look what he's doing for Philadelphia right now. So we'll see. I think there's going to be some steals in this draft. I think there's going to be some guys that free fall. And at the end of the day, when you look up, you'll be like, well, wow, how did he end up there? Well, this is what happens. You get last-minute buzz, and the next thing you know, players that you didn't even hear about or players that didn't even work out for certain teams are drafted by said teams. The NBA is a lot different from the NFL. Ah, so the police are graduating tomorrow, so they setting up today? I appreciate the Texas Center. So why you couldn't put out a message and say, hey, we setting up for the police graduation tomorrow. We're going to close these roads today. Because had I had seen it yesterday or today, we could have made that announcement if it was disseminated properly. You know? So because they're going to have the graduation for the police college tomorrow, they shutting down the streets today. Why would you do it in the middle of 5 o'clock traffic, though? Why don't you do it earlier like how you did it last time when the USVP was here? We all knew what was going on. We all knew how to avoid it. We all knew to stay away. What happened to today? And don't forget, tomorrow there's going to be a state funeral in the a.m. and the graduation in the afternoon. So stay the hell off Bay Street tomorrow. Since the Royal Bahamas Police Force can't get a memo out and saying the roads are going to be closed, let me remind you all now. State funeral tomorrow and graduation in the afternoon. Texter, where was it sent? Wouldn't it make sense to send it to talk shows and radio stations and media houses to get the information disseminated? Because you can't tell me the closure was sent to me. Because just like other memos that I get from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, this was not sent for me to read. So the ball got dropped somewhere. Because wouldn't it make more sense to get the message out, especially information such as this, that is directly related to the public? Just a little bit of simple communication may work, you know. Far too long, we've been accepting all buck up go, from the top right down to the bottom and everything in between. We need to do better. Okay? Closure don't mean nothing if it's sent, but and the information's not disseminated. And not everybody's read the paper. And not everybody's be online. A lot of people still listen to the good old-fashioned radio. But anyway, I digress. 50 years in, we're still getting load shedding. Still getting traffic jams without announcements. We still full of potholes. Still got a bunch of stray animals all over the road. People them running them over with reckless abandon. No rhyme, no reason. Not caring about nothing. Still got people taking handicapped parking and thinking it's a game. Really, where have we evolved to? We still got violence against women and children, and nobody's saying nothing. So where we at? Are we really grown? Are we really improved 50 years in? I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Let me get this back to sports. All I'm saying is it just would be nice little heads up so we don't have to feel the brunt of this. How we feeling it? So let's move off the NBA real quick. But I think that I can't really move off because you just got a latest update. And I'll hit you with that in the final NBA mock draft. We got a call? Let's go to the call real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, man? It's a Port Cake, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool, man. Two notes. I'm still waiting for my donut. I've been there two times, and my donut was not downstairs.
You need to go get it from the receptionist, because ain't no donut could be there, but a coupon with your name on it will be.
It wasn't there anyhow. Anyway, I call on a very serious note, because I know you're compassionate about this handicapped parking, man. My nephew is a handicapper.
Uh-huh.
He went to the U.S., and he didn't have a handicap. Take him in the rental car that him and his fiance was renting. So he had to park all the way further, you know.
Correct.
Couldn't use the handicap park because he didn't have the sticker.
Correct.
And you know what they had there? $500 fine if you were caught parking there without your sticker.
And you know
not
what they
if
have?
You, were handicapped.
You know what they have? They have officers that work either mall security or lot security that ride around and take their job serious and
yeah.
Boot these people and make sure they get ticketed. All security officers let it all buck up, go, I know the bag, let him park there. That don't
yeah.
make no sense. Or they
yeah,
come with the line, like my supervisor told me to let people park there, it's easier. That don't make no sense. And if your supervisor telling you something like that, they need to be fired for being a jabroni because they're flying in the face of the handicap laws.
Okay, one more thing. I totally agree with you on this other topic that you brought up with derelict cars, dogs, and streets are poured on them at 50 years old. I mean, what are we telling the world? 50 years and we can't get it right?
All we're telling the world is we the conk because we keep electing the same jabronis to keep doing us over and over and over the way they've been doing us. And if it ain't broken,
anyway, guys, I continue to listen, buddy. All
and
the
I
best.
Appreciate you calling in your donuts there, man. I made a note of it now. Be sure to check the receptions tomorrow, man. Dunkin' Donuts,
okay, buddy.
Can't done. I can tell
okay,
you an extra one, too.
All right, thanks.
All right, be safe, brother. Be safe. All right.
You too.
But it's true, though. It's not only me that sees the pothole situations. It's not only me that sees the handicap situations. And we can't go elsewhere in the world and do that. But we could do it here. Anyway, the breaking news I was going to tell you about, apparently, the Wizards and the Clippers are going to get into a three-team deal. And Kristaps Porzingis, yeah, is definitely on the move. According to Shams Charania of The Athletic and The Stadium, the Celtics, the Clippers, and the Wizards are close on a trade that would send the big man to the Eastern Conference finalists. All right? Here's the deal. The big man, all right, meaning Porzingis, will have to opt into his $36 million per year option for the 23-24 season to make the trade work. And he'll, you know, not go into free agency. So basically, here's what the deal will be. The Celtics will get Porzingis. And this is how it'll pan out. Apparently, the Clippers will get Malcolm Brogdon, all right? Kristaps Porzingis to Boston, Malcolm Brogdon to L.A., and Marcus Morris and draft compensation to Washington. So Washington will get Marcus Morris and draft compensation. Malcolm Brogdon goes to the Clippers. And Porzingis goes to the Celtics. And the Clippers are expected to trade number 30 and Thursday's NBA draft to the Wizards as part of this three-team trade. So they got the 30th pick as well. I'm looking at it. It improves the Celtics. Celtic Nation, who call this show regularly, what y'all think? Y'all like Porzingis down there as your center, as your big man? Maybe that's something. And in Boston, he could either play a power forward or a stretch five, giving them more versatilities in their lineups. And it's a fair question to ask if the Celtics have other plans to shake up the roster, because they still got Al Horford, Robert Williams III available on the trading block. So we'll see if the Celtics are done yet. But now you had Porzingis there. Business just picked up. Big time. All right. So, Mr. Peduso, we got the final 10 with Rich Eisen breaking down the NBA draft. We got to get to the break and then get to that, right? So we are in that zone now, right? So, with that being said, we're going to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen will take us home with the latest on the NBA draft, which is going down tomorrow night. All right? And out of the NFL, a couple of tidbits before I get out of here. Boy, Naughty, we could barely keep major intersections lights operating properly. Prince Charles and Studd Road have been out from day before yesterday. Wow, I get more complaints on the lights, too. All right, we got to jump on that tomorrow as well. I'm looking right now. Out of the NBA, there's a couple of things that just jump out, okay? One, you Miami Dolphin fans need to keep an eye out on Tyreek Hill. There's some news breaking now. He could be under investigation. Yeah. Only so long you can get down there in South Beach and not do fool, you know. South Beach is tempted. It's call you. It's call your name. And apparently, it's been calling Tyreek Hill's name. Because Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill under investigation for an allegation of assault and battery. And this just broke. This morning, Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is being investigated for an allegation of assault and battery, the Miami-Dade Police Department confirmed on Tuesday. The incident under investigation to 15th. We are aware of the situation and have been in contact with Tyreek, his representatives, and the NFL. The Dolphins said in a statement on Wednesday, we will reserve further comment at this time. So I got to talk to Pearly on that. I know Pearly got the inside loop. We'll talk with him on that tomorrow. What else popping out of the NFL? DeAndre Hopkins still lobbying for a job, telling future teammates, I'll make you better and I'll make it easier for you. But boy, nobody still signed him yet, nor Dalvin Cook. So we'll see where that goes. But we'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, Rich Eisen will be taking you home. Great stuff first hour for everybody chiming in. Good stuff this hour for everybody chiming in. And we'll see you tomorrow right here for the Thursday, June 22nd edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. To John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Game.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're in the part of the year where we're, you know, it's not much going on. But what we've got going on is the birth of a star that everybody knows about, because it was, what did he say? Was it right around this time last year when Victor Wembanyama's video, I guess, parade began on social media, YouTube? Like, look at this dude. Look at this guy. And remember the first time I saw him play out there in Paris? I'm like, does this guy exist? Like, what's going on? But this was before AI, right? Where... or the explosion of AI. He looks like, honestly, like an artificially intelligent basketball player.
Yeah, avatar.
He doesn't look real. He's everything that you want in a player in this modern day basketball era in which we reside. He shoots threes. He's taller than everybody. He's making maneuvers with his body that you just really only see from somebody like Giannis, right? And last year, wow, here comes the next Giannis. And now Jokic is a defending champ, and he did everything, and maybe this kid can do everything too, because that's the way we're getting set up, that he's everything that any team in the NBA would want and tank for. And the San Antonio Spurs are going to get him. At this point on Friday, we'll talk about the new Spur. We're all waiting to see Victor Wembanyama out there. And this is the reason why he not only threw out the first pitch last night in Yankee Stadium, but this is the reason why he had his press conference today, the day before the NBA draft. Front and center, and if the NBA is putting him right out there, because he is also a dream come true for them. This is what he had to say about what his goal in his career, going into this highly anticipated NBA career, this is what he says his goal is. Roll it.
I'm trying to be the best, so being the best, it's not only on the court. You know, there's all dimensions of the in the job of a basketball player, of an NBA player. And I want to be the best also at the media, the press conference, and all this stuff. So it's, you know, I don't like to do things halfway. So I'm trying to enjoy it, and I enjoy it.
That's exactly what the association wants. Face of the NBA draft in 2023, face of the rookie class coming in, face of the league next year. All due respect to Jokic and the Denver Nuggets and LeBron and everybody else. And man, next week, are we just going to be full of where's Lillard going to go? What's happening there? Or that could happen tomorrow night. Zion, Harden, name any bold-faced name player in the association that is going to be up for grabs or rumored to be up for grabs in the new league year and free agency season. Chris Paul, who's on a book tour right now. Mm-hmm. It's all about Victor Wembanyama next year. And the San Antonio Spurs are so excited to get him, and he's excited to be had by them. This is what he had to say about learning about going to the Spurs.
You know, for me, San Antonio is synonym of winning. And it's when on lottery night, you know, when the Spurs got the number one pick, I was just thinking, I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning and in creating good players, you know. So I really can't wait.
Now, you could be sitting here and saying, okay, he's already playing the game, and the fact that he knows what to say and how to say it, and really, the San Antonio Spurs winning, recency, bias. Yeah, they haven't been winning lately.
Five rings, man.
But the era of five rings included a run with Tony Parker on it, and that can't be discounted. For a kid from France to have Tony Parker's team draft him, he means every syllable that he just said.
Yeah, and Tony Parker owns the team in the French league that Wembanyama played for this year.
This means everything to him. And with all due respect to the Hornets and the Blazers and all the other teams that won the Rich Eisen Show mock draft lottery, as we ran the lottery over and over and over again. And had five, I think the Bulls got a pick once.
Bulls, Hornets, right? Blazers.
Wizards.
Wizards.
Pistons. With all due respect to all of them, this is the team that I think he wanted. Like, if he had his dream and his druthers, he would have chosen the Spurs.
I honestly think, too, TJ, maybe you agree, it's the best case scenario for the league as a whole that he goes to the Spurs. The legacy of Tim Duncan and David Robinson, Greg Popovich, one of the best coaches in NBA history. I think it's best case scenario for the long-term success of this kid that he went to San Antonio.
And you mentioned Tony Parker. You know, Boris Diaw also won a title with the Spurs, so there's another French connection there. So you're right. It kind of seems like it was appropriate.
Yeah, and obviously Manu Ginobili. I mean, this is a team that's been known as being a sort of like the United Nations of the NBA.
International friendly.
Pretty much. Yeah. And, you know, and just one last thing, in case you're really believing that Wembanyama's maybe selling a bill of goods about the Spurs, learning about it on lottery draft night, I'll never forget lottery draft night, seeing his reaction. Just take a look right there. There he is. The Wemby and Wendy show. Welcomed into the NBA by Wendy.
Channel right now.
Yeah.
Look at the size of his fingers.
Well, I mean, you don't.
It's longer than the microphone.
Holy crap.
And all you had to do is just see last night's Instagram photograph of him gripping the baseball that he, you know, threw wide.
Inside wide
left, but that's his left hand. It looks like he's holding a walnut.
It's like holding a golf ball.
The ultimate palm ball in the history of Major League Baseball. Look at him grip that baseball.
I love his caption of just LMAO.
I know. It's unbelievable.
The dude's fingernails are like 4 inches long.
Well, so you know, like, I mean, I assume one of the first things he can do is get a manicure once he gets to the NBA.
How is his hands going to fit under that thing?
It won't.
Well, I mean, what is under that thing?
What's, you know, where they like the automatic? I've never been. I've seen it. The dry thing.
You can get a manicure without the dry thing.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The nail clipper might have to be a lawnmower.
A
weed whacker.
Got
a weed whack his nails. I mean, good Lord. He's just a fascinating figure. He's just a fascination already. And so I'll ask this question of you. If you're the NBA schedule makers.
Yes.
Christmas.
Opening night.
Opening night.
Yeah.
Do you have him home?
Yep.
You do.
Yeah.
You don't set him in front of the home.
Well, let's see. LeBron started his career in Sacramento.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, there's some summer league games in Sacramento where he's going to play.
He may not play.
Or he's going to go.
He may
and,
not play. Summer
well, I mean, the idea is that he could show up in Vegas. He could. He's also plans. He does want to play for, I think, the French team in an international competition that's being held in between August and September.
Yeah, if I'm the Spurs, I say, sorry.
I would just put him. I would put
playing.
Him away.
Yeah, you're not playing.
But the NBA wants to have him out there. So where do you put him? Do you put him in San Antonio against who? I think you send the Lakers there. right away? Or do you send him? Do you send the Nuggets there?
Well,
the Nuggets are going to be opening
Nuggets.
Night.
You can't have the Nuggets open on the
so
road.
So then you well, and then you have him open on the road. You send him to Madison Square Garden. His one trip to New York. Is that what you do? If you're the schedule maker, the whole world is going to be interested in seeing
good
them.
One.
And
good
what
question.
Is the best way for you to get maximum buzz? Because you know,
well, maximum
it's going to be, it's
going to
be in October. It's going to be amidst the NFL and college football season.
Yeah, but maximum buzz is Tuesday night. It's the late game. Turner, it's Spurs at Lakers. That's maximum buzz.
LeBron, he starts his NBA career on the same court as the all-time leading scorer.
10:30 Eastern late game. Boom. That's a no-brainer, I think.
And then you have him go home to face the Nuggets? Or that's just not fair? Or his home opener is just is what it is?
I think home opener kind of is what it is. Could be Dallas, could be Houston, could be an inner Texas thing. But I think you want maximum eyeballs?
Yes.
LeBron James, maybe his final NBA season, at least the final one in L.A., we're all assuming. Wemby in L.A. Let's go.